Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:04 and it's Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Download the all-new radio.com app and listen to Alice anytime, anywhere. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on happy, healthier you. Man, I just got handed a witness in the Ryan Phillippe case.
I know. I did it.
Who is? Is she hot? Is she hot?
Oh, my God. Hooman.
What? You were talking about his other girlfriend yesterday, and we all looked her up.
This is a chick who saw what happened. She's remaining anonymous.
Oh, my God, Hooman. I don't like when you...
Well, I mean...
It's
very serious.
Is it? Hooman.
Yes.
Yeah.
So... I'll just go through this really quickly because I really want to get to the Kevin Hart video thing. I actually have a ton of stuff.
Boy, some scandal in the trash today.
It's crazy. There's a bunch of stuff. There's Usher's chick with the herpes, the one who's suing for $20 million.
Well, we all know she's lying,
not right? Not that girl. The one who actually...
Oh, who got something.
Who got the herpes from him. Yeah, this is the one who's suing for $20 million. There is a woman who says she witnessed the fight between Ryan Phillippe and Elsie Hewitt.
So they were in his stairwell?
They were, yes. Apparently, they were at a party to begin with at the beginning of the night. And Ryan and Elsie, at the beginning of the night, were together.
Okay.
So this is what, and listen, this is from some source called The Blast. I'm just going to tell you what it is. I mean, who knows if anything will ever come of this. But this woman is saying, I saw Ryan Phillippe throw Elsie Hewitt down the stairs twice. She says, she apparently gave her account to the LA city attorney, according to this story. She was with Hewitt and Ryan Phillippe, on the evening of July 3rd at a party at Nobu in Malibu. She says, during the party, Phillippe became jealous of the attention that Elsie was getting from other men, and he took off. Hewitt's belongings, including her house keys, were in Phillippe's car. So now here she is at Nobu, and she and her stuff has just left. They get an Uber and go to Ryan Phillippe's house, she and Elsie Hewitt.
Oh.
Now they've gone to his house to try to get her keys and her things that she'd left in his car so that she could go home. When she and Hewitt arrived at Phillippe's home, he began yelling and screaming at Hewitt. The quote is, he started yelling at her, calling her names like the C word and bitch. He then picked her up like a baby and tossed her down the stairs. The woman says that Hewitt rolled down the stairs, causing injuries to her arms, knees, and back when there were, you know, sort of punch-looking bruises there, like little pinpoint things. The woman said that Elsie Hewitt had trouble breathing after the fall. According to the woman, the idea that anyone would say Hewitt would have suffered broken bones if she was thrown down the stairs, as she claims, is ridiculous. She said it wasn't steep, and it was only about 6 to 8 stairs in length. Hewitt, quote, sat at the bottom of the stairs and cried, then crawled back up the stairs to try to get her stuff so we could leave. And the argument continued. The woman says Phillippe started to attack her again. I started to scream for him to stop and actually grabbed onto the back of his underwear to try and pull him off of her. Mm. When he threw her down the second time, the momentum of the throw was so violent, he actually tumbled down the stairs with her. The woman says that Phillippe's assertion that she injured herself as she was leaving the home doesn't make sense. She says there is actual security footage of her and Hewitt leaving the house and not falling down. As for the city attorney's decision not to prosecute the case, the woman says, I was in the city attorney's hearing and she believed us. I was in the city attorney hearing and she believed us. But the woman says, because Phillippe's position was that Hewitt trespassed onto his property, the city attorney believed it would be difficult to convict him. The investigators not only believed us, the woman said, but had sympathy for her. So it looks like she's saying they're still not prosecuting, and this is why. Hewitt's lawyer says every anonymous source that has allegedly spoken with the media omits the fact that there was an eyewitness that corroborates Elsie's version of the beating.
I don't understand. You told us yesterday, I thought it was, that the police decided not to press charges because they didn't believe she'd fallen down the stairs. But if there was another person standing right there saying, I was there.
And he threw her down the stairs.
How did the police not press charges?
Don't ask me. Because if this is true, what she's saying, right. And it sounds she's saying she talked to the city attorney, et cetera, et cetera. Right. But the police's stance, as we had heard yesterday, was she would be way more hurt if she was thrown down those stairs.
Which is ridiculous.
I know. Anyway, that's the latest on that. So we'll see. And I should say his ex-fiance, I can't remember her name, but she tweeted something like, well, there's smoke.
Yeah, that is... not cool.
Yeah.
I mean, does that mean he's got a huge temper? Is that what she's saying?
Maybe.
Seems to me.
Yep. The woman who appeared with Kevin Hart in that incriminating video, in case you haven't heard this story, this is about a just under 5 minute long video that apparently was being shopped to media outlets. They wanted $15 million for it, and I guess they had no bites, and so they decided to extort Kevin Hart with it. In the video, he's seen with some girl at a club, and then there is footage of two naked people in a bed doing it. It's hard to make out who they are, but it does look like Kevin Hart naked later as he's walking around the room, and then it's like this big produced video with voiceovers of him on radio shows saying, I would never cheat on my wife. And the woman who's in the video, her name is Montia Sabag, or Sabig, I don't know. But she held a press conference yesterday saying, I'm a victim too, because she was filmed without her knowledge or consent. I don't know how they got a camera into her hotel room or wherever the hell they were. She admitted to enjoying adult activities with Kevin about a month ago, but she said she had nothing to do with the video or the attempt to shake him down. And here are some quotes from her. So she's basically saying, yeah. I'm not an extortionist. I'm not a stripper. I'm a recording artist and an actress. Are you getting my good side? Are you getting me? I've not broken any laws. I had nothing to do with these recordings, and I'm truly sorry for any involvement I had in this. Her attorney is Gloria Allred's daughter, Lisa Bloom. She's the up-and-coming go-to lawyer.
Yeah.
If you're famous or remotely so or infamous. Montia's attorney says they're not looking for any money from Kevin or making any claims against him. They want to help him bring whoever's behind this to justice. By the way, this is the same chick who said, I'm not involved in this, and if they pay me $420,000, I'll take a lie detector test. So she's not looking for money or fame or anything. She just wants to help bring these people to justice. You guys.
I'm a recording artist and an actress, she says.
How do I look? Am I looking okay?
Can we look up her IDBM?
Am I?
Yeah, I don't really see anything.
Of course you don't.
Montia Sabig. Having her 15 minutes right now. Congratulations. I am not an extortionist or stripper. It's been reported in
so
all the stories
weird
that
too,
she's a stripper.
Because a recording artist would mean that you have recorded. Mm. Like, you can go singer.
Can we see... if there's any Montia Sabag.
I'm looking.
Yeah, look on SoundCloud and stuff.
You say I'm a singer, it's hard to...
Sure.
Sure, you could sing at a karaoke party, right?
Sing in your shower.
It's like those people who go, I'm a comedian. Where did you ever...
Yeah, where is this comedy thing?
Open mic night at the coffee house.
What?
Done.
I do it all the time.
Counts. It counts.
Does it? Okay.
Maybe that video counts as being an actress.
That was excellent acting. I'm not an extortionist, and I'm not a stripper. I'm a recording actress or something.
Whatever.
She has no listed credits.
You know what? I'm not surprised, and we shouldn't be surprised at all.
Not at all.
This is just...
I've got Gloria Allred's daughter, and I'm looking for no money. I'm not looking for money. That's not what I'm here for. But
and you know what? Really? What it comes down to is Kevin Hart's an idiot. Because, frankly, the bottom line is...
Funny, that is what it comes down
this
to, Vinny.
This chick is just like anybody else out there who's just looking to be around celebrity and be around cash and make money, that make free money.
Yep.
And so he's the one who should have said, you know where I should be tonight? At home with my pregnant wife. Because frankly, there's nothing but trouble out there after 10 o'clock for me.
Amen.
So.
He's the dummy.
I guess my point is, we sit here and we listen to her and we're like picking her apart and I realize, you know what? She's just.
Trying to capitalize.
She's anybody.
Right?
She's just trying to make some money. Kevin Hart, what's wrong with you?
She was the chick who was in Kevin Hart's way that night.
You brought this girl into our lives, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, we blame you, Kevin. This is all your fault. As punishment, she's making him still go to the baby shower. Kevin.
What now? Don't bring up baby showers. What are you doing?
There's a baby shower, and it's on, and Kevin has to go.
Oh, his own baby.
His own baby.
Oh. As punishment.
Because his wife is heavily pregnant.
I guess I'm getting punished too, then.
You've been a very bad boy.
Ah, that's funny.
Kevin and his very pregnant wife, Aniko, are putting his sex tape / extortion case on a side burner. At least for one day, because they're still putting on their super expensive baby shower during this scandal. They are dropping some pretty serious cash for a Lion King-themed shower October 1st. Yeah, they could. I mean, that's 9 days away or so. I mean, they could easily. He could easily wriggle his way out by then.
Well, I don't know that they ever wriggle their way out. They usually have to. What did Kobe buy his wife?
Oh, that
he
big got old ring.
Diamond ring.
Yeah. The biggest
huge.
Ring of all time. Yeah. And you still were like, does that mean he's off the hook? Or does that just mean she'll pretend to be his wife for a little while longer so that everything looks
Are
okay?
Are they still together?
It means he's
know.
Off the hook. It means he's off the hook.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That ring gets you off the hook.
You know. Was it...
It's a is a $4 million diamond ring.
Tom Jones's wife, he always comes home to me. There's women out there who go, I get it. I know what your life is like out on the road. Please don't bring that into the public eye. And when you do, you owe me jewelry. Because I get that you're coming home to me, and you better be bringing a gift.
Do you think Aniko Parrish's parents will be at the baby shower?
One can only hope. That's part of his punishment, Hooman.
How's that going to be?
So they're doing this.
Kevin sees the
parents. It's going to. Listen, man. He has done this to himself. It's going to suck. That is, I'm telling you, it's punishment. He's probably, you probably don't want me at the baby shower, huh, baby? Oh, no. I can't think of anywhere I'd rather have you than at the baby shower with my entire family, your entire family, all our friends.
You're going to greet everyone as they walk in
you
the door.
You are the official greeter.
Did you mention?
This is going to be really fun for me. Not so much for you, but it's going to be fun for me.
Did you mention how much the baby shower is going to cost?
I have that. Let me tell you some of the stuff. Maybe we can let everybody guess how much they're spending on this. It's a Lion King-themed shower. It's at the Calamigos Beach Club in Malibu. Sounds exclusive.
Oh, Malibu. The Boo.
The venue will be decked out in leopard print and safari animal pictures, a Hart family photo with a silhouette of pregnant Aniko leading the way in. Mm-hmm. Follow the silhouettes of pregnant Aniko. They're having an experience bar where guests can sample exotic foods and dress up like tribal warriors. And a game show similar to The Price is Right, where they can win prizes.
Oh.
All set to Lion King music, of course. Let's see. They're also having a chimp in a diaper.
Why?
That costs $15. Because they want to have, it's the jungle theme.
Do that to the chimp.
Oh, they make them wear diapers if they have to, because they just...
Oh, will they pick anywhere? It up and throw at you?
Sure.
No, they'll just go anywhere. Yeah. So they have to.
Well,
they're smart
animals,
enough. You can,
Right.
$1,500 for a chimp and a diaper at your party. All right, so what do you think, Vinny? How much does the whole thing cost?
I don't know.
What are they spending?
And then have Bryn guess, and then he could tell.
Because you're having a baby shower too.
I'm gonna go $15,000.
Oh, it's far, far more than that.
That's the resort.
Oh, this is the Calamigos.
It's one
beach club.
Isn't it only a couple hours though?
Yeah, a couple
How
hours.
How much could it cost?
Food.
Wow, that is really nice. You've been there. You haven't been there?
Let's see the Calamigos. Oh, that's beautiful.
Doesn't your friend own that, Hooman?
Yeah, don't you know the owner?
The dear friend of his.
That looks like a great place to have a baby shower.
How have you not been
shower.
There?
I've never even heard of it.
Well, now you have. Now you need to get in.
Yeah.
I'm changing my location.
Where are you doing yours?
We're doing it at my brother's school. It's called
the Elevated
Aptitude Sensor.
You're getting married at the Kuxel One studio?
No, it's a baby shower. No. I needed some space. I didn't want to do it at my house because it's not big enough to accommodate, like, you know, the amount of people.
Do you have the venue for your marriage yet?
No.
You should do it at the Millbrae Martial Arts studio. Why not? It's big enough for everybody.
The wedding?
Have the wedding there.
I don't know about that.
You can decorate that space real nice.
I got to clear everything with the wifey nowadays.
Let Anita loosen that place.
Anita would never
get a couple taco trucks.
Are you
going to
have taco trucks?
At the wedding?
Yeah, why not?
No,
it's a lot cheaper.
No, I don't know what we're having. I forget.
What kind of festivities can we expect this weekend from you?
Yeah. You know what? My sister's, she's planning a lot of it right now.
Well, what do you know? Tell us some stuff that we're going to do.
We're like zoo themed or something like that.
Zoo themed.
I really do know nothing.
What do you want us to wear?
Oh, you have a chimp in a diaper?
Yeah, can you guys all wear like animal costumes? That'd be great. We didn't spend quite as much as Kevin did.
Oh, did you know
how
much?
I went to Costco yesterday. I spent like $200 on alcohol.
All right.
Thank you.
A lot of champagne. Got a bottle of vodka just in case somebody.
So do you have a guess as to what they're spending on theirs?
$100,000.
$118,000.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm a little
And
bit
I think
that.
His gift budget probably has to go up after all this. He's probably going to give her some kind of, you know, pre-push present. I don't know if it'll be a $4 million diamond ring or anything. Okay, I have time. Listen, I got two solid stories left. Would you rather hear about the Georgia accuser in the Usher herpes lawsuit, or would you rather watch an MSNBC host lose his mind over a malfunctioning
let
earpiece?
Let Vinny pick.
Herpes
it is. this chick, she's gorgeous. Her name is Laura Helm, and this is apparently the first time she's identified herself. Look her up, Hooman. She's gorgeous. She is claiming in new legal documents that she had two sexual encounters with Usher. She says he behaved very oddly. The documents are extremely descriptive. She says she never saw him finish. He would run to the bathroom.
What does that mean?
I am just reading you the thing. My conclusion is that he wanted to do that in private.
Like he's afraid that she could get. Oh no, I'm thinking that he's protecting his seed from becoming a baby. Like she could catch it and huck it somewhere that it could turn into a kid.
That's possible. Didn't someone say though that there was some kind of green something or other?
Someone did say that.
So maybe he didn't want her to see that because then she'd be like, "Hey, I'm
she's
pissed
hot."
'Cause she's gorgeous.
But I bet he's trying to hide his stuff from being turned into a baby against his will.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I can guess.
Well, she said he...
Because normally
didn't
you want to see...
That's the money shot.
It's but that, if it's green, though, maybe not, right?
Maybe not.
Well...
She saw him run to the bathroom to finish. She says on the second occasion, he did not wear a condom. And a few days after that, she noticed an unusual bump on the inside of her cheek.
A few days
after that, she noticed a similar bump the size of a green pea on her hoo-ha.
Oh.
She says during the second encounter, he set the mood by putting on jazz music while performing in Australia on her.
That's nice of him. Second time.
Yeah.
Well, except that he's got herpes.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, he's a giver.
She says that she actually references reports that he paid $1.1 million to a previous sex partner, but they're saying Laura Helm offers no proof. She says they were platonic friends and he wooed her by telling her about his humanitarian efforts in Africa. And she's suing him for $20 million. She's so pretty. Did you see this picture? Gorgeous. Anyway, that's Usher's life this morning.
What's the timeline? When did these encounters occur?
I don't see a date on that. She's the first.
Like, how long did it take her to come out, you know?
I don't know. But I think she came out after. Didn't someone get paid $1.1 million from her? So they made some kind of settlement. She went, yeah, he gave me herpes too. And now she's suing for $20 million.
You're telling me if you help children in Africa, this girl says yes to you?
I guess you use it as ammo. Plus, he's Usher. I don't know.
He wooed her by telling her about his humanitarian efforts in Africa.
Well, she's probably saying he seemed like a good person. I decided to go for it. We were friends.
I give to UNICEF too, so I'm in?
Apparently so, Vinny. Try it next time. See if it helps.
I never thought. All right.
Looks like they were friends for years before it turned sexual in April of 2017.
Oh this year?
Mm-hmm.
And now she's got the big H.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. It's not a death sentence, people. Don't feel too bad. Quarter of the population has it.
What's the number?
Like a quarter. A lot of people have it. And you just need to disclose that. So I hear. What? Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, your laptop is making your man area infertile.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you how, so you need to knock that off if you ever want to have kids. Also, the Halloween decorations are coming out and scaring the hell out of people.
All right. Radio.com.
Radio.com. It's like kind of like a... Sorry.
It's okay.
Say stuff.
Sarah and Vinny Ellis's morning show.
It's kind of like a commuter. Like you're commuting to
Boston.
You're going to the wedding.
I'm super psyched for the wedding. I'm super psyched to go home. It's a nice time of year to go there, but I'm not psyched to fly two times.
There's downsides to everything, though. I mean,
I know. It's true.
I just noticed that our boss is here today.
Yeah.
But I noticed that he did the commuter pee, which is you come in the door, go straight to the bathroom.
Yep.
Then you go to your office and settle in. Because the first thing you got to do is, oh, my God, I've been on the road.
Well, you've been on the road drinking your coffee. Sitting in traffic going, boy, I hope he can hold it. Another 20 minutes?
You're doing the commuter wedding. You're going to head out. It's going to be a quick run. You're going to be fully hung from the wedding and from the time change.
The lag, right.
But you're going to have the time of your life.
It's going to be great.
Will you see Whitey on your trip?
No.
Whitey.
I haven't seen Whitey in 18 years.
Right.
No, I'm not going to see Whitey.
Will you see Good Rick?
I will not. I will not have time to see Good Rick. Unfortunately, I know. It's a bummer. I'm not really going to see anybody, but...
Will John make a point to see Doreen?
Oh.
I think Doreen lives in Seattle, so wrong city.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, last I heard.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, but you heard.
We heard it, but that was, I don't know, 10 years ago was the last time I heard where his ex-girlfriend Doreen was. Oh. Yeah.
Right. Well, she made a last-ditch effort to get him back.
She sure did, Ben.
Pissed you off.
It didn't. That was when I knew I had John securely in my clutches.
Well, you still made him cut all his pictures up.
Sure. Well, I didn't want to. I was in all those pictures with him. We were like this big group of friends, and there's Doreen. And all. I'm like, I don't want to be reminded of her.
Yeah.
Get her out of there.
Look at my old pictures.
Well, they're my old pictures too, Vin.
Oh my God.
I'm in all those pictures. Cut these people out in between us and put us together. I know. I regret that. That was a very childish thing to do. And now it would actually be fun to... So we talk about Doreen. Kids are always like, what was it like before you were dating Mom? I was like, those were the Doreen
fun?
Days.
No.
Please. I'm so much more fun than that girl. She was sick all the time. Oh, my God.
What do you
God.
Mean?
Doreen was?
Like, everything that could be wrong with a person. She was like one of those people whose handbag, when they pick it up, it rattles because it's just full of pills.
My mom used to be that.
Yeah. Just, like, sick all the time. But I think I'm sure your moms were legitimate sicknesses. Like,
sure.
You know, Doreen would always tell you, oh, I'm allergic to this, that, and the other thing. And I've got this condition and that condition. When I have cramps, I lay on the floor for 3 days. All right. Yep, that's me cutting Doreen out of all the pictures. I shouldn't have done it. Well, I know now.
Man.
This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. I want to mention that Scott Capurro is starting his run at the Punchline tonight.
Who?
Scott Capurro. Capurro.
Honey, don't laugh at that.
Honey.
It's so funny what he's laughing at, too, because you think as his partner, he wouldn't find that very funny. You know. Don't laugh at that.
I miss Edson. Anyway. Scott is doing shows tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at the Punchline in San Francisco. If you're looking for a fun night out, go check that out. Why don't you?
Ask him why he tells his partner not to laugh at that.
Honey.
He'll tell you the story.
Honey.
Oh, put that up as the best of today for the secret show.
Oh, man.
Can you find that one?
I have to think about it.
Yeah. That is a good one. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. Bay Club. You're going to love it.
So good.
You can go look at my Facebook page and see underwater pics from the Bay Club in Los Gatos. That's where I took my kids swimming and took those photos. It's right. The Bay Club. It's a good one.
It's
you
a
love
great
it.
Place for the whole family.
Yeah.
I Here's was there yesterday.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
You went to the 77 Club. What do you think?
Work out.
Drinks, lunch.
No, I had an appointment with my trainer.
Oh.
Michaela. She's nice.
Shame.
So you're hitting it. Hitting the gym.
You know, when I can.
Did you do the Stairmaster or what'd you do?
A bunch of stomach type exercises is what I'm working on now. Cool. I rode the treadmill and the stationary bike.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Super trying, fun.
Trying a little, like 1 to 10, I'm like a 2.
You mean your effort is a 2?
Yeah.
You're putting out a 2 of effort.
So she didn't make you cry or anything.
So you actually got off the exercise bike without sweating?
No, I was sweating.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good. And this is
I'm
while...
feeling parched. I better head to the bar. Oh, wow.
This is while our Mercedes-Benz salesperson husband is off in Long Beach learning how to sell.
Right.
Do you miss him?
I do so much. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Like he's just shown up, sat on the hood of a car, lit a smoke, and they went, yeah, that's how you do it. Yep, you got it.
Yeah, he's teaching the lessons over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of you, get better looking fast.
That's funny.
Anyway, here's what's happening. Don't forget, big game tonight. Rams versus 49ers here in town.
Let's hope and pray the Niners score their first touchdown of the season
tonight.
That'd
be nice. Let's hope they win. Come on. They could do it. It could happen.
I posted the story about the $14 seats on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, everyone. $14 seats tonight.
Thank you. You know what, Hooman? I saw a pair for $13.
Undercutting the $14 price.
They're going down, everyone.
Just wait outside the stadium. They'll let you in for free. Oh, really? You'll fill a seat? Great. Come on in.
It doesn't look good on TV when the stands are empty, but, you know, these are two teams that stink. So there it is. All right. Oh, and that's a 5:30 game time, everyone. If you're considering... I don't know about you, but I always have my laptop around. I put a thing between my lap and my laptop. Could be a pillow.
That's not enough.
What do you mean that's not enough?
Get one of those shields.
What?
We did that for our kids when they would use laptops as a kid.
Are you trying to keep those kids super potent?
Well, it was a concern. That, you know, if they're sitting there with those things get hot, and I'm sure there's some kind of radiation, and it's right on their balls. So I thought to myself, you know what I should do? And we looked online, and they sell these little, like, ball shields. I don't know what the
I
proper
use that
name
too,
is.
Yeah,
you got to do it. Vinny, you need one of those. You just leave it right by your couch, and then whenever you're sitting on the couch with the thing on your lap, it's comfortable. It has, like, a beanbaggy bottom and then, like, a shielded desktop.
Yeah, it looks like it's just called laptop shield.
Yeah. Huh! All right.
Not that you have to worry anymore. I mean, you're...
Right.
And you were plenty potent when the time came. So you're all set.
These laptops can cause major fertility issues for men. So if you are one that is considering getting, you know.
Fathering.
You should really seriously consider, I guess, that thing you just mentioned, the laptop
shield.
Mm-hmm. Shield. They say one study looked at scrotal temperature.
Oh. Hot.
Is it?
Well, you tell me.
It's a scientific term. This isn't slang, everyone. We're not being dirty. It's real. They say that having a computer on your lap for 1 hour can raise your scrote temp, 5 degrees.
Oh.
Which could be enough to cause problems. So, seriously.
I even wonder about like phones in pockets and stuff. I mean, they're right there by your balls. It can't be good. It might not be bad, but it can't be good.
The electric magnetic field from your computer might also have an effect.
Uh-oh.
These are all things to consider if you're in the process of trying to get pregnant. You really should keep your laptop away from your man area.
Well, you want the best sperm you can make. You know?
That's for sure.
Clear the chamber a bunch. Get some freshies in there.
Is that what you think?
I think so.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
But some people would say you need to let that stuff build up a little bit.
Oh.
So I'm not sure which is the right way. I always wanted to just make sure I got, you know, fresh new stuff.
Yeah. Let's get some freshies going.
And just being sedentary can affect your fertility. That applies to women, too. Research has shown that getting more exercise can increase your fertility. So that laptop that you're sitting around all day playing with, get up, do something.
Get out your eggs, bitch. Get out your eggs.
It's September 21st, everyone.
Oh, last day of summer.
Oh, today is the last day?
Yep. This is it, Vinny. Your season's about to start.
I love it.
I know.
I'm so
you do.
Happy. Oh,
football's
God.
Here. The leaves are going to change color.
Surf's going to get not good. It's not good. Don't go surfing. It's terrible. It's the worst thing you could do for yourself. It's so sharky out there right now.
Oh, my God.
I saw three sharks just yesterday.
You did?
No, oh, he's lying because he doesn't want people to go to his surf spot. This is the primo time.
It's not the primo
time. Oh, sorry. It's not the primo. There's more sharks than ever. Don't go there. You're crazy.
Lucky I had smelly feet. This shark swam right up and licked my foot and was like,
good thing, Ben. You don't wear the little booties? Don't your feet get freezing?
Water's kind of warm right now. It will get really cold. It's too cold to ever even consider going in.
Right.
Don't
do it.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. It's September 21st. Some people are already pulling out the Halloween decorations.
I feel that this is a reasonable time to do it. It was when it was August and I was in the Rite Aid and they had the huge Halloween display. I just thought, if I buy that candy now.
When's the regular time? When should you?
I think October.
You
so, so this isn't ridiculously early?
The problem is people haven't really tied the two together yet, so...
What do you mean? Oh!
A bloody pair of jeans and a half shirt sticking out from under the garage door. Looks like someone did get chopped in half.
Right, and
since they don't
thinking.
Realize it's Halloween...
They call 911.
A bunch of people called 911 saying, I think someone's dead.
They didn't stop and try to pull the body out. They just called 911 and went on their way. Might be a dead guy over on Green Street. I don't know. Thought you should know.
The body chopped in half deck. Everyone, get ready for it.
Well, and people hang things from trees, and it can be.
Hang things from trees.
Yeah, you know, you never hung like a ghost or a skeleton or even, you know, a body that looks like it might have been alive. Recently, I've
do
seen
you do that.
That. I don't. We hang a skeleton though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have a big box of Halloween. I like Halloween. It's fun. Break your front yard into a graveyard.
Christmas trees at Costco yesterday.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope.
But, is that right?
Yep.
Oh, but that's great news.
I mean,
I know.
We're 2 months away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hey.
People love their
Christmas is so fun it's there's nothing wrong with wanting to enjoy the season, Sarah.
You're right. It's just, it comes around so fast every year now. Remember when I was a kid, it seemed like it took forever.
Yeah.
It seemed like it took 5 years between Christmases.
Back in July, a 30-year-old guy named Ryan Flores went into a Starbucks in Fresno, California, wearing an Optimus Prime mask from Transformers and tried to rob the place with a knife. Oh. A 58-year-old customer named Craig Jerry grabbed a chair, slammed it into the dude, and they wrestled. They both wound up with stab wounds after the fight, and apparently once Craig got a hold of the knife, he landed a lot of shots on Ryan.
Oh. Ryan's the guy who came in to rob in the first place.
This guy goes
crazy, gets this guy's knife away, and stabs him repeatedly.
Ryan is now in jail facing charges of second-degree robbery and assault with a deadly weapon, but according to his mom, he's really the victim in the end, and now he's planning on suing Craig for stabbing him 17 times during their fight.
That is excessive.
It is not excessive. Mm. You're in a fight. I know you haven't really been in a fight, but your adrenaline gets up. You're fighting.
17 times.
Someone's pulled
hard.
A knife on you.
I mean, the normal You've person would be all tired out
someone,
after about
there's
three.
Someone with a knife, and you've been able
it's
to
excessive.
Get it away from them.
I'm not saying he's wrong, but and that, you know, I don't think he should be sued over it, but that does seem like a lot. I can see, you know, the dude's still in the hospital. I don't know. It's just
His mom says,
crazy.
The guy, in my opinion, went from good Samaritan to vigilante. Stabbing somebody that many times, it doesn't take that many stab wounds to get somebody to give.
The guy had probably yelled uncle at stab four. But this guy, Craig, was like, oh my God, this is my opportunity to get super stabby!
For the watch!
Yeah!
For the watch!
Yeah, blame Game of Thrones. Sue Game of Thrones. For the watch. Which is coming.
The chief of Fresno Police...
The no.
Says the idea of Ryan suing Craig is ludicrous. Mm. Ryan is a criminal. It reminds me of The Incredibles. That guy, when he jumps and he gets his life saved and then he sues him.
Sues the guy because he's hurt his back.
I saved your life.
Right.
The suing.
I thought that is one of the most clever Pixar movies.
Oh, it's really good.
The Incredibles is great.
You can't.
I think it's my favorite one.
Oh, The Incredibles is?
I think so.
Not Up?
No.
Up's pretty good.
Up is, they're all really good. I just think, I think my second favorite might be, isn't Ratatouille one of the Pixar movies? I love that movie.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But not even in the top three.
Oh, really?
Ratatouille?
I love WALL-E. What are the other ones? I love all
of them. Oh, my God,
movies.
Toy Story.
And Toy Story 2, actually.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, but I still like The Incredibles the best.
Cars,
Toy
Stories. You can't put Ratatouille in the top three. You just can't.
Oh, I love that one, though.
But you can't do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. But you're okay with The Incredibles being my number one?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty darn
good.
That
island. I want to live on that island.
You do?
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
What are you into it for? The lava or what's the
those
thing?
Those pods with those thing that goes around.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. My husband and I got married at Calamigos Ranch. It's gorgeous.
Oh, this
is that
is
the name of the Malibu place?
Yeah. Kevin Hart is being forced to attend his baby shower.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. She might have every right to take it out on him for a while. But he's Kevin Hart the whole time. So at some point, he's going to say, I'm just going to cut a check and walk away from this problem.
Mm. Well, maybe that's what she's hoping for.
Maybe.
She's pissed. She keeps him and just makes his life miserable. That ups the price. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not divorcing you. No. You're staying with me. You're going to pay the price. Oh, what's the price again? Because I'm going to pay that right now.
I'm going to get out of here. 510 says, I thought Brynn was getting married at Sarah's backyard.
Oh. It's going to have to be small, though. We got the grass put in yesterday, Vin.
Oh, right.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where's the picture?
Oh, I did a time lapse, so you can see it go in.
Did you post it?
No, I
didn't. What are you doing?
I'll give it to you. I'll send it
to
you.
No, but I mean post it.
Oh, really?
Well, it's your Instagram. Why wouldn't you?
Okay, I'll post it. Remind me at the break.
All right.
Go to my Instagram, Clark.
Do you think she'll make Kevin wear one of those kid shaming signs around the neck that says I slept with a stripper while he greets all of the family?
Oh, she should. That'd be great.
Yeah, he's gonna walk from this problem. Just throw a check on the floor as he leaves the
Does anybody
his old house.
Make a guess how long it's gonna take for him and Inigo to announce their separation?
A year.
I say
that long?
Well,
I say 6 months.
The babies first of all, he has to let all this blow over.
Yeah.
See, I actually feel like he may have said to her, listen, I get it. You want to split. I fully understand. I'm a heel. But do me a favor. I'll make it worth your while if you just zip it. Let this pass.
Mm-hmm. Let's get the baby going. Get that all set.
And then I'll move on and...
And I'll cut you a nice check.
Right, and it'll be worth your
check time. Will be so big I'll need an extra large size.
That's my guess, but, you know, what do I know? Maybe they really are in love.
Maybe they'll make it work.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a stripper, and I'm not an extortionist. I'm a recording artist and actress.
415 says, you all make my morning.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You make
it.
Our morning, too. Where would we be without you?
Vinny, I'm a homebody, and while I do love the beach, the main reason I'm still in California is because I grew up here, and everyone I love is here, so yeah. I'm stuck.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Those are costly relatives. Because you could sit in your house anywhere, and it's a lot cheaper to sit elsewhere.
And there are, you know, cars and planes.
Prospector Lesbians, there's your next movie, Hooman.
There you go, Hooman. You could make a Thelma and Louise sequel where they live, and now they live at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Together as prospector lesbians. Nice job, Ben.
You can have that.
Oh, you're so generous. You can have that, Hooman. Take this ball and run with it.
You're welcome, buddy.
You could even get the actual actresses because they're both still alive and they're like old ladies now. They'd be like old ladies living in a cave in the Grand Canyon. Oh, it's great. Go for it.
Have you seen Ray Donovan where
yes.
Susan Sarandon shows up now?
Yeah. Okay. But I've only seen her, the one appearance from her.
All right.
Is she a major? I figured that can't be all they're doing with Susan Sarandon.
No, she's in it.
Yeah, they like skipped her in the next episode, but then they brought her back.
All right.
Yeah, she's in it.
She's pretty good.
She seems pretty twisted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's coming out of the trash there?
I'm going to start with that MSNBC news anchor who lost
Meltdown.
His mind. It's a good one.
All right.
He's the guy. His name is Lawrence O'Donnell. Do you remember, was it Keith Olbermann? Who
yeah.
used to do, the reason I know Lawrence O'Donnell is I was watching his show for a while. When Keith left, he filled that slot. So I was like, all right, I'll give this guy a chance. And he's a little bland, and even his freakout's a little bland.
Keith, you know what? Now that you bring him up, he's all but disappeared, isn't he?
Haven't heard his name since he left that show.
Well, I think... Well, whatever.
We can speculate about it in the trash.
All right.
Then more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.